It's 9:30, so hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob. Miles, are you going to say something? Can you hear me?
Oh, I got kicked off or something. What the hell, man?
That was purposeful.
Are you guys there? Got me all jazzed up, like psych. Yeah,
psych.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it going, Miles?
Good. I just accepted to be on the show, or so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I clicked a different button, and we'll see if this works tonight. So you're
don't be clicking my
button. Unfortunately, you're on top of me currently.
I always pictured you as the bottom, to be honest with you.
And I am. That's right. You're on top of me. So I'm on the bottom.
You're the bottom tonight. How's that feel?
I feel a bit uncomfortable.
Go ahead. All right, well, you're
quite a heavy person, so it's tough being down here. My spine is cracking. And Leanne is with us. You want to say hi, Leanne? Or do I got to put you on the stage? I can't remember now. Do I got to keep you? Where are you at, Leanne? Can you talk?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Can I help me? Yeah. I'll click, can I add? Yeah, look, I just added you as a person of interest.
Oh, I've been revoked.
Oh,
now
you have?
I'm a co-host. Yeah, now I'm a co-host.
Oh, geez. All right.
Come on.
All right. I'm keep clicking the buttons. There we go. We can still hear you. So.
What the hell?
We're trying all the options. This is like a test drive in a brand new Cordoba. Watch out. Cut my life into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Disturbed? This is my last resort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian did
so,
it.
How's everybody doing tonight, Brian?
Hello, Brian.
Just give us a sign, Brian, that you're here. You don't have. There you go. Don't have to say anything.
Brian, I want you to shave my coin purse.
What the hell? What? He said he's getting a straight razor. What the hell kind of comment is that? Jeez,
it's from a certain cartoon. Brian.
Okay. So, Miles, you're going to start the story tonight because you've been chomping at the bit. I've been talking to Miles for about half an hour already, and he won't tell me what his story is. So,
I have no life. You know, it's like the only thing that happened to me in like the last week. So I was like, am I going to tell you and then retell it in the show?
Yeah, true enough. True enough.
Right.
So we're ready. And, we're ready for you.
I'm ready. Well, if you shut up, I'll start. Okay. So, I invited my oldest son, Miles Jr., on a road trip with me this weekend. And we went to a certain Comic-Con, or attempted to, I should say.
Attempted Comic-Con? Was that the name of it?
Attempted Comic-Con. You had to sneak into the building.
Oh, okay.
Nude.
So secret that you can't even get in unless you sneak in. Okay.
Yes, and I was going to rail on it and get down on it, but I figured ultimately it was my fault for not, you know, figuring out the details of this, you know, because I go to like these pseudo Comic Cons all the time. Like they weren't very big, but
they're like barnyard Comic Cons is what you love to go to, where you pay. It's like ride the goats or something. And
yeah, it's like in some guy's garage, you know, and it's like, oh, well, here's two boxes full of buddies and stuff. If you like that.
I got a Deadpool underwear I've got on display here.
Well, coincidentally, I do too. So
pay a dollar, you can look at it.
And so we get there to the pseudo Comic-Con. No, the real Comic-Con. It was a real Comic-Con. And boy, my biggest pet peeve, though, man, having to pay for parking. I'm like, God damn.
Oh, my God. Where was this at? It's like you park in a field.
It was
like you're knocking over corn stalks while you're parking. It's like
it was Peoria. I went to Peoria.
You're doing people a favor,
and that's in Illinois for those of you that.
Oh yeah, if it plays in Peoria, there you go.
Yeah, well it didn't, and
I don't say that anymore.
Yeah, that is an old saying actually. Mm-hmm. Will it play in Peoria? And so anyway, yeah, we get hit up for money immediately, and the guy's like, hey, man, if you can't find a spot, just you flag me down and I'll find one for you. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, he looks like the guy from Manos, Hand of Fate. You know,
is this like some weird country get a tip thing? I'll find you a spot in the cornfield or what?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. And you know, after about 5 minutes of driving around, you know, we find a spot, we get out.
5 minutes? God.
Yeah. Oh, we had to find a spot. Like, all these idiots wanted to go to this, including me. I'm like, okay. And we went to it. And it looked like a pretty big venue, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And like, cool, I did not get our tickets online. So the lady, I can't go any further.
I'm not surprised you didn't get the tickets online. Let's just put it that way. So
I don't like to commit to things. You know me. I don't like to commit. I always like get weird when I commit to things.
You always like to chat up the people at the booth. Hey, you got any nice guy discounts for a nice guy? I'm coming from Iowa, all the way from Iowa. You can give me $5 off.
Yes. And we get motioned like across, you know, she goes, well, go around the corner and, you know, they're selling tickets over there in the far corner of the room. I'm like, all right, no big deal, right?
Okay.
I go over there and I realize I'm there, but in line is about 200 or 300 people.
Oh, like they're waiting to get in still or waiting to buy tickets.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're waiting to buy tickets. I'm like, F this, we're not going. We're just, I go,
I'll you eat just paid to park.
I'll eat the $10. I ate it.
Oh, you ate you didn't even what?
I'm a cheap bastard. Okay,
I'm surprised by this. Yes, weird.
I know there's no way I'm gonna stand in this line for like an hour and a half waiting, you know, to go to some Comic-Con. I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm just not gonna
Who
do
was
it.
There? Let me see if it's worth it. Let me see. Let me test your judgment here. Who was gonna be at this thing?
It was gonna be oh boy, I don't want to get his name wrong because I don't want
to. You don't even know who it was.
It was one of the gentlemen from Comic Book Man. Okay. I want to say Ming Chang.
Is that even still on? I mean, was that?
No. Oh. No, he was going to be there and then some other people.
What did you say his name was there? I couldn't catch that.
Well, I don't know. See, I don't want to get this wrong because then it's going to get all weird.
Did you say Mi Song? What did you say?
What? No, I didn't. What? No, no, no. And no, Ming Chang.
I don't think you know.
You know what? It was Bob. His name was Bob, and we decided.
Drove like an hour and a half to Peoria.
We did. We totally.
You don't even know who's there. You're parking in a field. Okay.
I have no life. Okay. This is the highlight of my whole week. Okay.
You didn't even go in. I mean, you couldn't wait in a line of a few people.
It was either this or cut myself again. So I go, I'm going to this. Yeah. I got to do something.
My doctor says he won't patch me up anymore.
Oh my God, you cut it off this time, Miles. And my son's like, let's go to the zoo.
Okay. Very similar destination to a Barnyard Comic-Con.
Yeah, no, it was actually, it was okay. You know, it was free parking, which is always a plus for me. You know that.
Okay.
Right. I mean, you know, some of us are from Chicago. We know about what parking's like, what parking costs. It sucks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, oh, yeah, well, it's like $12.50 to get in, man. I'm like,
At the zoo.
I'm like, all right, well, it must be a kick ass zoo.
Did you say, is there any kind of like shit shoveling services I could provide to get this ticket price down?
You can say something.
I'm willing to shovel in any of the animal pens.
I shoveled shit in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And so we went in, and I realized, like, after a while, like, half the exhibits are closed because we're only, like, into early March, right? So everything's. Come see Australia. Well, Australia's closed right now.
Why would they close it?
Well, I don't like the cold weather, I guess. I mean, it was a beautiful weekend. It was like an awesome weekend we just had. It was like in the 70s or something. It was like crazy. Early March, crazy. It's like, we'll go into the frog exhibit. And there's like, you know, like these just like aquariums. Like you can just go to like, you know, Walmart or something and buy an aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
these weren't like really cool things built in the wall. They're just like aquariums sitting like on dressers and stuff.
Sitting on dressers.
I mean, it was like weird. I'm like, oh, okay.
Was it? You know? Was it?
That's weird. I don't know. It's like,
do they have like your cowboy wallpaper there, like when you were a kid? You know, it's like, this reminds me of my room.
I like, this has got to get better. There's some way, please, this has got to get better. God, please just let it, you know, I mean, you know, so we go through.
You got Herman, our frog expert. Herman, come on over here and say hi to folks.
And these are two frogs screwing, basically.
And, you guys came with the right time.
Yeah, my son took a picture of that. So if you want to see it later, I'll
show it. Well, you could send it to me for show art.
And so we saw most of the zoo, and we realized we had missed like the main feature, which was like the African exhibit, and it actually had real giraffes and rhinos and stuff, which totally made up for.
Oh, okay. And
they got suckiness.
The little animals they were thrifty with, but the big animals.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, plenty of turtles. Like, you've never just seen so many turtles snatched out of a river before. I'm like, okay, wow. Wow, a speckled turtle. Man. Wow.
There's local flora and fauna.
I don't know if this is 1250 to see some turtles. I really don't.
Wow.
I don't think I could go down to the Fox River, you know, by Joliet and, you know, see, you know, freaking turtles and shit. I don't know. And, yeah, but yeah, it did pick up though. We went to the African exhibit, and that was actually pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
So you finally did see something that you enjoyed.
Yeah, with my son, who has to like engage like every other family in conversation. You know, he's like.
This is your oldest. Your youngest boy will not talk to anyone. Your oldest boy talks to everyone. Yeah.
Yes. My young son, Bo Cephas, will not talk to anyone, but Miles Jr. is like a used car salesman.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know why he's playing like all these young single moms. Like, hey, do you want me to take your picture with your kids? Like, I go, man, this kid, you're married, dude. You better just, you know, knock that down a little bit. You know,
like, you know, you never know where the next one's going to come from. So
I guess I'm like, where's all the dads at? I mean, I don't want to sound sexist, but or whatever. But I'm like, where's all the freaking dads at? I was like, all these moms with kids, and like, there's like no significant other. You know, whatever. You know, I was like,
maybe Miles Jr. gets around in Peoria. I don't know.
I don't know. No, but he's just very engaging people. Very engaging.
Oh, very good.
The last part of the story, I know this is kind of a long story, but we're heading home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get this, my wife calls and she goes, hey, my best friend Desiree.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She, could you stop by a dispensary and pick up some gummies?
So you're a mule for your wife's best friend?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I've never done this before. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I don't.
It's all legal in Illinois. Is it illegal in Iowa?
It's a gray area.
Okay.
A gray area.
I wasn't sure. I don't know if I was one of the legal states.
I don't know. I don't get into that.
Okay.
But so it's like, well, it's cash only. And, I'm like, oh, okay.
I just spent all my cash on parking, honey.
Yeah, I spent like $12.50 at the freaking zoo, for Christ's sake. And I'm wearing like my old college t-shirt too, so I'm like, oh, good, you know, like, you know.
I don't know how that thing fits.
I mean, this one was a little stretched out, but I'm totally uptight, right? I'm just like, I don't know. I've never done this before legally, you know, and I'm just like,
I'm much more comfortable talking to a drug dealer than I am to a certified dispensary.
I mean, I used to deal with the kids around the neighborhood, to be honest with you. Every fancy coming to my house in, you know, like 20
years. Yeah, let's talk about your drug use history.
Yeah, well, it wasn't very long. It only lasted about 6 months.
It, well, Miles was in a horrible car accident because he was, that had all his friends were all high.
That had nothing. No, that was a different group of friends.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I didn't get hurt with the friends who actually did drugs. I got hurt with the friends who didn't do drugs.
Oh, sure. Really? I thought you were high when you got hurt.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. So what happened at the dispensary? Did you actually get the gummies or?
Yeah, well, I go like, okay, so I get debriefed on what's going to happen.
Were you picking out colors or what were you doing?
And I'm like, well, okay, so I go
like
in.
Willy Wonka? Candyman?
It wasn't quite like Willy Wonka. No, it's like a converted grocery store or something. I don't know what it was, but I went in.
How big is this dispensary? Holy shit. It's like.
It's big enough.
Super
it's
Walmart. Big enough.
I mean, there's like a lot of cars there. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
This place. Packed.
That's oh, you shit. Found all the dads.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, everyone's getting high, and you know, I don't know what they were doing.
I'm gonna go down to the dispensary. You, I take the kids to the giraffes.
Well, Susie, we'll see you later.
I'm gonna get me some gummies
and some cookies.
And so I go in, and there's like an older gentleman there, retirement age, you know.
Okay.
I'm like, listen, this is my first time, so be gentle, okay? I'm here. What do I do? He goes, give me your phone.
What?
I have to put it in this plastic box. Give me your phone.
What? Oh, they put it in one of those things to where it doesn't get a signal.
I can't. Like it's like
it's a Faraday cage.
No, it's like going through TSA.
Why would they do that? Why would? What's the point of this?
I don't know. He's like,
he didn't ask. You're just like, yeah, here's my phone. What do I care? I don't know how to use it anyway.
He's like, I got to give you an exam. Open up your mouth and say oink. And I'm like, what? This is weird. No. He's like, you got any knives? I go, I.
Did you put those in a box too?
I didn't have any knives. Yeah. Oh, like, no, okay. I don't have any. Come on through, kid. Come on. It's like Lee Van Cleef. Come on now, Tuco. Come on, get in. Come
Nobody
on,
knows blind. Who Lee Van Cleef is.
I don't know. I know. The audience has no idea. Good, the bad, the ugly. Anybody?
Anyway. Is it good, the bad, and the ugly? Yeah, he's the ugly. Yeah. He's ugly.
So yeah. Now he's like, I get through that, and he's like, well, now you're going to go over there, the guy behind the glass, and show him your driver's license. Okay. I'm like, okay. And so you have to go through that little checkpoint. And, you know,
so what's Miles Jr. doing at this point? Is he chatting everybody up or
what? No, he wisely
hey,
got
we're
to
coming
the
in car. For gummies. What are you guys getting?
Yeah, I know. I'm really thankful he didn't believe me. So how long you been working here, sir?
What's this box? Like? What are we doing with the box?
What was it like working with Clint Eastwood? Was it cool? And so, okay, so they scan your license, make sure you're not a big-time, you know, felon or something. I don't know what that's about. But,
okay. See, so I can now, already tell this is not going to help legalize anything. This is already too big of a hassle. You can just go down to the corner, give the guy some money, and get a whole bag of weed. I mean, come
like,
on.
Hey, Jeff, man, you got like a joint or something for like $5.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what
this is a
like.
Hassle, I can already tell you. And there's a parking lot full of cars for all this? Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, yes. It's like 3/4 full. And so I get past that. You know, it's like all these gates of hell you have to go through. And then mm-hmm. It's like, well, go to that door, and there's a third guy now you have to encounter.
My gosh. Well, I guess it's some kind of strange employment scheme. Get everybody
He's
working.
Like he might want to cup your balls.
It's like FDR like, system going on here. Cup your balls? What the hell?
No, I'm just making sure you're listening. I'm sorry. It's a long story. No, but so the guy's like, hey, man, yeah. What are you up for? Yeah, okay. You're here for weed? Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were going for gummies.
Go to, well, whatever. Well, the gummies was for He goes, go to station number 9. They got like a big counter, I guess, kind of a L-shaped counter, you know.
Come with me and you'll see. It's a world of pure imagination.
Oh, I know I'm like in a time machine going back to like high school Bob Lament days or something.
Oh,
the
God.
Guy working there. Hey, man, what do you want, man? Like, this guy's totally partaking in whatever's in the back room.
One for me and one for you.
hey, man, want to see something cool? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, listen, okay, this is my first time here. This is not for me, just so you know.
I'm buying it for my friends, my wife's friend, Desiree. Oh, Desiree, ask her how she's doing. I'd love her to know when she comes back to town.
Do you want to know how to smuggle gummies? I'm like, no, I don't want
to. He asked you if you wanted to know how to smuggle.
Oh, gummies. No, I'm just making sure you're listening.
Oh, okay.
And so my wife actually sent me a picture of what I'm supposed to. I feel like a little, you know, like a 10-year-old, basically, right? Could you look at my phone, sir, and just whatever this is, and you.
Mom put pinned money to my shirt.
Yeah. Oh my God. So I was just so embarrassed. The whole thing, I was so embarrassed. I mean, I could have been buying tampons and been less embarrassed.
Oh my God.
Yes. I was like, oh my God. This is like,
I know you're one of those guys that can't buy tampons.
No, I cannot. No, no.
Oh my God.
I can't. It's not in my makeup. I can't.
What's your problem? Brian, you say something, Brian.
That's a private matter. Why do I want to get involved in someone's private matter? That's not my.
It's necessity. Would you rather there was none?
That's a private issue. Why do I need to hear about menses? I don't want to hear it. I don't.
Okay.
I don't. It's private. It's a private.
Seems
thing.
To me it would be just, you know, dandy.
I guess.
You're going out anyway. What the hell?
So young Bob Lament disappears into this room, this back room, for just a brief moment. Mm-hmm. And he's out. I got you berry flavored.
What kind of berry? Yeah. Did you ask? Is it strawberry, blueberry, boysenberry?
This is berry,
Huckleberry?
Man.
Okay.
I think it's Manilow. I'm like, okay, well, all right. And I go, you know, I don't think I've partaken in.
Did you just grab one and throw it, just put it right in? I don't know. This is pretty
good. No. I go, I have not partake. I don't know what the word would be. But
partaken? I've not.
And this, surprise, it's 1985.
Suppository?
He's like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool. I go, Jesus, was this like Bob Lament? This has to be like Bob Lament back in high school. It's got to be.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I've never lived in Peoria.
Yeah, I don't. So I leave. I left like you just rented a porn movie or something. Like I'm just like running in the car, like, oh my God, I was just in the adult section of some weird porn store, and like, okay, I gotta go. I'm out. I'm gone. Mm.
Did you have to go back through all the gates, or did they just dump you out the side door?
No, once you're done, I mean, it's like, okay, get the F out.
It's an automatic door. It opens. Just let you right go right out.
You know, it wasn't like get smart. You know,
did
I mean,
you get your phone back?
No, I had my phone the whole time. Except
it was just
for
in a box.
Bank thief stole it for a brief second.
Oh, okay. What? That's weird.
Yeah, so...
So did you deliver the gummies?
I did. I smuggled them in. I said, hey, hold on.
Hold on what?
I have to go to the bathroom for a minute. I go, I didn't have to really do this. I just wanted to see what it was like. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So is Desiree happy? Is she happy to see your gummy?
Yeah, she was having some problems.
Her gummy dash or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah. Her daddy delivered.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know why I felt so weird and dirty doing it. I don't know why. I shouldn't.
You want to tell us any other weird and dirty things you did in the last week or so?
I've mellowed out now. So yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's why I couldn't tell you before the show, because I had all this weird stuff happen.
Yeah. That's an odd. Yeah. So when are you going back? Next week
it's gonna be a long time.
What'd you get, like pound and a half? What did you get?
Yeah, I got the Frankenstein. I got the no, I don't know.
Oh my gosh,
I haven't bought anything like this since Reagan was president.
Reagan was president. Yeah. They didn't even have gummies back then, for Christ's sake.
I don't know. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, we were men, you know. I mean, we, you know, might have had a little herb.
Yeah, you smoked it. I don't know about all this gummy stuff.
I think everyone I smoked it with is now dead. That's the weird part.
Oh, that's great. It's nice to know.
I had nothing to do with that.
What a lovely memory.
I had nothing to do with it. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Coincidentally.
Well, thank God your story was so long. I have a very short story this week, so
I like your short one.
Yeah, thank you. Given that you're on top of me, yes. The so around the house, you know, we love potato chips, and typically on any typical week, we would have, you know, a couple, three kinds of potato chips. You know.
Holy cow! When I'm the one taking eight different pills a day.
I don't eat all the potato chips. It's for a family. Gee-manetly. All right. So yeah, okay. So you know, we get like regular plain chips, get some barbecue chips or something, mm-hmm. some tortilla chips mm-hmm. and what have you, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously there's more than one person eating on these chips throughout the week. And sure. We have this whole system, because I'm a Mr. System, you know. And I basically stole a bunch of binder clips from work. You know what binder clips are? They hold like big things of paper. Yes. They're the best chip clips. You can't even buy these things because they're metal. You could never get a chip clip that is a binder clip is so much better than anything you get at the store.
Wait, did you smuggle it out of work?
I think I probably just grabbed a handful and walked out with them. I don't remember hiding it.
Drug deal like I did? Or?
No, you. I didn't feel weird or ashamed or anything. Yeah. I just like, I got a bunch of fucking chips at home that need clipped. Yeah. And this is the best clip I've ever found in my life. So I'm taking a handful. And
Right.
So I took them home. And we got all these binder clips on all these chips. And so we eat, you know, my son and I and my wife, and we're eating the chips throughout the week. They last more than a week typically, but
sure.
So we eat them down, and then you try to clip them off. And what are you laughing about?
Brian just mouthed something. I didn't hear it. He mouthed something. I know he's like bullshit or something. I don't know what he said, but yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay,
oh, they don't last more than a week. Thank you, Brian. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. I like your
My
honesty.
Impulse control is zero.
Yeah.
So I wasn't looking over that way, so I didn't see him.
Yeah.
So we got this binder clips with the chips and everything, and it holds it really tight. So you don't have to, you know, some people like scrunch up the bag to where it's like, you know, as you empty the bag, you scrunch it up. Don't do that. Yeah. These clips, I mean, for Christ's sake, it's like, you know, putting a piece of railroad tie on it. You don't have these things hold tight. You don't have to roll it all down like that. So
they're all
kind of, you know, full. They look like full bags of chips when they're sitting around. Oh,
your
my
sack
God.
Is full.
Oh, my God. So my wife goes to have lunch the other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She has a sandwich and what have you. She sits down and she grabs, opens a bag of chip, and she yells, "Crumbs! Crumbs!" And I'm like, "What? Crumbs!" I'm like, "What is going on? Who left only fucking crumbs in this bag of chips?" My wife cusses a lot, by the way.
Yes.
She cusses like a sailor. Yes. She's like, "I thought this was a full bag of chips. It's nothing but fucking crumbs." I'm like, "Well, they're not stale, are they?" "No, they're not stale."
Wait, is your wife sounds like Ted Knight all of a sudden.
Monroe, there's chips. Yeah, so she's throwing a hissy fit because there's nothing but crumbs left in the bag, but it looked like it was a full bag because of the way we do this here. She thinks we're trying to fool. I'm like, "No, it's just the way we got these clips. I stole all these binder clips for us, honey."
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, so we all got tongue lashings, my son and I especially. This terrible tongue lashing for these crumbs. And we're like, I eat the crumbs. I don't mind the crumbs. She's like, there better be another full bag of fucking chips in this pantry. I'm not eating these goddamn crumbs. I'm like, go right ahead. I'll eat the crumbs. Everybody's kowtowing. We'll eat crumbs.
I'm sorry, Mom.
So she just goes ballistic on us. But yeah, so now we're my son and I walk around, and if there's something that's just got a little bit left, crumbs! You know, even if it's just like the milk. You know what's left of this milk? Crumbs! Oh, my gosh, this poor woman.
Oh, my goodness.
Till next time.
Live streaming.